हाउ टू मैक्सिमाइज और ऑप्टिमाइज ओपन रेट, इट इज लाइक कंपेलिंग सब्जेक्ट लाइन. व्हेन इट लैंड्स इनटू इन माय ओपन माय इनबॉक्स, आई रीड, ओ दिस इज समथिंग फॉर मी, आई वॉज लुकिंग एट इट, आई एम इनटू दिस प्रॉब्लम. ओके, टाइम एट विच आई रिसीव, 9:30 when I'm opening it up, my Gmail, and 9:30 I have my office starting, and I have already certain higher order things in my mind. At that time, if this lands up, I will decide lunch mein karunga. Lunch mein, okay, I took time to eat and suddenly a call came, so I forgot. Then suddenly I realized I had to do this, so I will say I will evening mein karunga. But then, so there are times at which it should be short, because as you know that email is a real time, this thing gets into the other guy's email, inmail immediately, almost immediately. So that's what the time of an email should be, right? You should know the behavior when customers are generally checking it. This could be very, very demographic to demographic, industry to industry kind of thing. So very important for you to segment your subscriber, demographic, his media behavior, his profile, his various likes, dislikes should be known, so that accordingly your various components of email, when weaved in correctly, our chances are that your open rate will increase and that will maximize your benefit. Adopt a friendly tone. So that's also one way. Instead of demanding professional, this thing, etc., caring, empathy, friendliness, you know, kind of thing that attracts the recipient. Deliver value. There should be a value to the customer. He should feel that he's been recognized. He should feel that company wants to have him or have a relation with him. So that's where you have to focus upon. Experiment with subject line. We have time and again seen that it's the subject line that matters the most, and therefore you may do this A-B testing, etc. Keep your email list updated, so always refine regularly, clean your email, inactive subscribers should be removed, or seek an update or seek a verification, and likewise, so that you know that your email that you have is a dynamic and live email list. Email marketing best practices that we are trying to learn. It is like these are the things ideally one should resort to, adopt to, kind of. So we will try to see various such best practices. These 3 points are just telling you that. Compliance with regulation. So always comply with the land, law of the land, as they say. You should not be breaching them. Get into ethical practice, which is nothing but in this case an opt-in email. Okay, not any indirect way of compelling customer to submit, or some rerouted or some purchase database, etc. Penalties for non-compliances. Violation can result in hefty fine. Those who are made to face this task, like you have seen that recently Meta and various this thing. Now countries are taking a very stern step, and at that time your non-compliances come out and you face stiff penalties. It is not that you are not doing it. It is not that you didn't get caught. So why do it in the first place? Always look for opt-in option. Disclose the sender's identity. Should be very clear. Deceptive subject line, meaningless or unwarranted, and something unpractical being promised, etc. So have the data privacy and protection. Assure customer that you pursue that. So those are the ways one can create a positive attitude towards your brand's email. Clear opt-in and opt-out process. So what is that? Transparent opt-in. Ensure that recipient clearly understands what they are signing up for. Now that's one big thing. Friends, believe me, when you have to do that tick mark, you are in a hurry. All this Gmail and various things that we have opened without really reading the detail. They have made it so lengthy, maybe out of design, that you do not read them verbatim. And somewhere they have put in something which is not correct for you. Okay, so instead get on to the transparent opt-in. double opt-in, consider doing a double opt-in process to confirm subscription and improve the quality list. There are two-step process, or there are two activities that one has to undergo to get into the nominated list. So that's a double opt-in, easy opt-out, provide an easy and unconditional unsubscribe option, very clearly visible. Build subscriber trust, clear process building trust reduces the likelihood of spam complaint by that subscriber, or reduce the bounce rate, etc. So this is what one has to follow. Example they have given you that one should go to MailChimp and see their opt-in and opt-out policies. Engaging subject line, we have been reading it, we have been trying to understand. So what is it? It's a subject line which is what's in it for me, if it is conveying that, or it is, oh, I get a solution for this. So that kind of a message, if it comes, then the customer will be encouraged to open it. So first line creates a, that subject line creates a first impression. Technique that they propose is to a lot of personalization, bring in the urgency or a curiosity so that he is encouraged to click it. Okay, avoid clickbait, ensure subject lines are relevant and deliver on the mail promise. Clickbait is like, bait is what? Trapping. With customers, you cannot have a relationship of trapping. So not unwarrantedly higher promise and then actual delivered less, that kind of thing should not happen. Regularly test it through A-B testing. Omnisend tips on optimizing subject line for better engagement. So they've given you a direction. You can probably go to Omnisend and get to see the subject line related engagement advice. So that's what subject line, responsive design. This is like today, the digital platforms are so many. Is your created content is adoptable, optimizable, responsive to that? So look at that, you have created a blog on a blog platform, but if customer decides to look at it on a mobile, smartphone, you have a website, customer decides to see your website on smartphone. Okay, you have an Instagram account, customer wants to see it on a smartphone. So likewise, that optimization across various devices required, which is called responsiveness. So there is a designing technique one has to bring in. See that the user experience is flawlessly same, whether he is on a desktop, whether he is using it on a mobile or his tab. So use a principle of a design, single column layout, large fonts, clear call to action, etc. 1.5 line spacing or a double spacing, etc. One can, there are many such other things which can be incorporated, contrasting color versus contrasting offer bullets, etc. So that kind of a highlighter. And so there are many such design principle one can bring in to make the responsive design. Always preview before you send it. So preview among your friends, colleagues, etc. Or there are testing available options. So do that. So your overall visibility, comprehensiveness of your communication will improve, and therefore open rate, click-through rate, all will improve. Interactive elements. So what is interactive elements? These are the boosters for engagement. Interactive like poll, quizzes, buttons can increase the customer feel that he is participating. That's what very important. Rich media, incorporated GIF or image carousel to make email more dynamic. Animated character, etc. Feedback loop. Use an interactive element to gather real-time feedback and insight from the recipient. So that's a feedback loop. Okay. Somehow at various transactional point with customer, have some relevant feedback obtained. Collectively, it will give you an idea about what customer think about you, what are your strength area, what are your weakness area, etc. Ensure interactivity does not compromise on load time or functionality. Anything that you add creates that load time issue. You should do things which is not going to create a loading error, means taking longer. If that happens, the customer will move away. So DRIP's guide to using interactive element in email marketing, that is what they've given you a reference to check. So that's a point about interactive elements. Then compliance and with regulations, this is coming again, so that I will get into skipping this. Building a quality email list, permission-based list, so that I told you opt-in list, something for which customer has given a consent. List hygiene, regularly clean your list with remove inactive subscriber. You have sent number of email, there is no absolutely, check who's bounced, you know, so that has to be removed, right? So likewise, click through, those who are not doing click through at all over a period. So remove, kind of, you have to see that you filter out things. Number may come down, but it will be still a dynamic list. Segment the list, you should be able to segment your list in various ways. Here demographic is one, the preferences that he chose, subsequently each purchases are monitored. So all those aspects you should see, and then accordingly you should be able to segment the value of purchase at average value of purchase, various ways you should be able to do. Lead generation tactics, there are lead magnets, as they say the term, which is an attractive offer in simple, something that customer will be appreciative of, something that customer will want to use it. So that's what, have the proper lead generation tool or an offer built in. So having learned that list related matter, personalization and dynamic content, this is like coming again, wherein personalization is about connecting, creating a relevant subject line, making customer feel that there is something in it for him. Content to be dynamic means you have to have the recipient's interest in mind, his need for information in mind, what is the solution that he's looking at in his mind. Behavioral targeting means you have to get into understanding the browsing behavior, purchase behavior, etc. And how can you create a better engagement so that your open rate, click-through rate, etc. can improve. So here a lot of understanding about consumer behavior is needed. Testing and optimization, again, this is like A-B testing, I have informed. Then there are those measurement performance metrics, open rate, bounce rate, you know, click-through rate, that's what. Continuous improvement means you get about things weaved into it so that you are able to therefore improve upon your errors through various iterations, to like Google Analytics, email marketing platform for detailed analytics. In every organization's customer relationship management, there is one concept, or rather there are platforms which offer CRM. So here, how do you have the effective campaign and integrate it with the CRM? So what it is trying to tell you, that campaign objective has to be very clear. We have discussed this time and again earlier. It could be driving sale or the brand awareness, etc. Now, where does the CRM integration come in? So here, when your email marketing, okay, when your email marketing uses the CRM data, okay, uses the CRM data, unified view of the customer. So it has all the interactions that the customer has done with your organization. It will absorb that. And then when it is absorbing it, the personalization is also possible. We earlier seen your email campaign can be segmented better using a CRM data, where CRM data gives you the idea whether he is a regular customer, he's occasional customer, okay, he's like a rare customer. So those kind of thing, vis-a-vis young adult, young regular, young occasional. So those kind of slice of your segmentation, it is possible to pull out from the CRM. So your effectiveness of the campaign will improve very, very much, you know, the lead scoring. So here, our CRM will enable you to provide a lead scoring, is a technology or a framework where, based on the nature of item purchased, whether they are marginal value item, they are consumables, or whether they are gadgets, etc., or high value item. So based on the nature of past business that has been done, CRM can give a lead score. So you can probably have the assurance as to the next round, what if it is gone to this kind of a customer, what is the likely closure rate, etc. So that kind of advantages can be obtained. How can you have an automated campaign? We have discussed this again. So And how can email help you with the follow-up? So it's like drip campaign, very automated, periodic, very logically aligned subject-wise mail when going to the targeted customer. That's known as a drip campaign. This is can be automated. And trigger-based email are kind of a follow-up email. We have discussed this abandon cart, you know, or the person has raised an inquiry, say 5 days back. So it is natural outcome is issued by 7th day. He have decided something. So idea is to trigger or recall him his visit to your site, and then you know he has considered buying, say, jeans or buying a trouser, and now he has highlighted some this thing. So it's like a triggering him. Would you like to reconsider your this thing? So that kind of a perspective can be follow-up sequences. You can have really logically align your follow-up sequences for those link which have not closed the sale with you. Okay, so you have that re-engagement email sequences can be planned. So all these things, CRM, and then how email automation stacks or the platforms can give you better efficiency of your marketing results. Various things gets automated. That's the power. Monitoring and analyzing, this is also coming again. Key crux of this slide is there are many matrices which is there. We have discussed them, open rate, conversion rate, click-through rate, etc. Data-driven decision, what it tells you that your email should facilitate informed decision. So you have to optimize your email content in a way that client gets to see his association with the organization. Various progress report through the real-time backend data should be monitored by you, and accordingly you can recheck or realign your future emailing campaign. And this continuous learning from various iterations that you have done in the past, if you weave in as a continuous improvement, effectiveness of your campaign will go up. So we come to what is customer relationship management. A brief understanding about it is given, because we have discussed the email and CRM. CRM is a platform where unified view of the customer is available. He is identified with the unique code. He's all the contact details is there. He's all interaction that he starts with your company are plotted. His purchase behavior, purchases are plotted. His behavior aspects are plotted. How many offers that he has accepted, not accepted so far. Those aspects are plotted. What nature of that lead score that he has, all aspects are at one centralized view. And it also monitors certain given logical things. So email of a pitch or say email send, then it reminds you that now you have to contact him to do that. Simple thing like Google nowadays tell you, if you send some follow-up email now, Gmail reminds you, send 5 days back, would you like to? So that kind of, you know, the email gets highlighted and you get to know that you need to follow up on this email. So this is a unified mail. It can be personalized with all the past data that you have on purchase behavior, on various utilization of your offers, etc. You probably are able to do much better personalization of your email. This thing, cross-channel coordination. Now the person might have purchased sometime through an online, sometime through your brick and mortar store, but he has come back and registered his service coupon or likewise. So you are able to have a complete understanding between different this thing, even various customer journey, booked the ticket through web portal, then he checked in, then his general arrival, this thing, etc. All aspects like how he, when he got down and he's after the luggage is collected, a survey feedback, what is it that score that he has given. Now various cross-channel this thing is possible if you use CRM, and that entire tool enables you to do the predictive analysis. What may be your success rate, open rate, and you know click-through rate, etc. You will probably be able to do a better predictive analysis. So that's the power of CRM. Building lasting customer relationship. Essence of marketing is not one sale, not the first sale. Essence of marketing is repeat sale over the life journey of that person with your brand. So when I say life journey, do not consider it as till the customer dies. No. Levi's, as I told you, succeeded because they targeted teenagers. Teenagers are 13 to 19 years. So not only making them repeat buy, but how much Levi's has leveraged the buying power till the customer becomes 19. So how much more he could sell to that teenager, that's the lifetime value. So this is based on the entirely the relationship. Long-term relationship is a goal that email marketing can very well help you with. If it gets integrated with CRM, more personalization is possible. More personalization will give a meaningful relationship with the customer. He will feel that he is valued. Okay. So this is like a overall essence of a marketing, which email makes it possible. Timely engagement. So timely engagement means customer should be reminded when he's supposed to, or customer should be informed when he's supposed to be. So this can be achieved through the triggered email using the automation as well as CRM, this thing. So he has purchased the product so much at so and so date. Now his first service is due, this thing, or his warranty is due for renewal. So like example, just when between this recording, I was just checking my email inbox and I got a reminder about my car insurance expiring. So you see that these are the triggered email. Real-time relevance, we have to ensure that communication is relevant to for that point of time, for that situation in which customer could be, and therefore. So like for example, when I vehicle met with the accident and then I immediately informed my insurance company and then I filled in the accident detail, there was a repeated email coming in to ask me for certain details that I have to still comply with so that my insurance claim can be processed. So there's a real-time relevance issue that they have been raising using automation or whatever this thing is. But it was all coming through email. Decision-making moments, target crucial decision-making moments such as the product launch or a seasonal promotion to maximize the impact. Now you see that the rainy season is coming. So you as an e-portal have all my data. So why not indicate to me better wind cheater, better new umbrella design or something to do with the monsoon that is unique now, can solve my one perennial problem which I've been not, otherwise it was not possible to solve. So that's a moment, decision-making moment. I will not think of monsoon in winter. So you see that. So that's what is the power. Personalized offers and recommendations. So yes, CRM has all my interaction, including my complaint, including my service utilization, etc. details, including my accessory purchase, including my various other interaction with the organization. So from that, can you not pull out and create a personalized email, personalized offer, etc. So that's the power that one can, using CRM, can do it. Tailored offer. So that is what provide product recommendation, exclusive promotions, personalized offers that align with the recipient's interests. You have seen Mr. Hathi have been buying formal shirts more than the casual shirts. So now offer him more formal shirts. Okay, offer. So that he gets inclined to buy. Okay, occasionally you can give the trendy casual this thing. So then it will be more appealing to him. But he's a usually a formal shirt guy and you keep feeding him with the casual, then he will start ignoring your email. Experience, personalization enhances the experience. Now I will know that this company understands my need, suggests me right products. So I will then next time be more inclined to refer to your email. So this is what, based on past history, based on your this thing, etc., we recommend. So then that is something which will sound better. So that I mean that. Customer retention campaign. Now in marketing, it is very important that you also retain the customer. Retain means you want him till you utilize the lifetime value, till you extract more out of him. Not exploit, extract. You serve him, then only you can extract. So loyalty focus is very important. Email campaign, especially with CRM integration and personalization, can really create a relationship and longevity in your relationship, that is loyalty building, etc. And you can customize various exclusive offers and all. So loyalty is a paramount in marketing. Long-term engagement, encourage repeat business, ongoing engagement through exclusivity of the offer, early access to new products, etc. personalized content that you weave in his email, etc. So there's a connect which is going to fructify, connect which is not going to be abandoned, you know, it will be valued by the recipient. Retention metrics, monitor retention rate and adjust campaign to improve the loyalty. So you must find out what is the rate at which existing customers have stopped buying from you. So now, how can you improve the retention? So that is what is very important. So it all depends on how you connect, the relevance, what's in it for answer to that, then the value that you offer, which is only available to him, that he feels that that creates that, you know, relationship connect between the two and inclines him for the loyalty over a longer period of time. So that's how your retention rate will go up. Loyalty program emails that reward repeated purchase and customer milestones email celebrating anniversary, etc. Yeah, I mean, I do occasionally get anniversaries related email, and you see that repeat purchase, etc. We have noticed that you have purchased this and it's time that you need to reconsider. So that kind of, there are certain items where they know that usage rate, etc. So then they remind me about loyalty points getting accumulated, and I have achieved these milestones, means I can convert this and buy this, etc. Likewise. So this is what that example. Responsive customer support. Customer support is very critical in marketing, as they say. CRM, when integrates in the entire handling of customer, you will exactly know when has he called earlier, what the similar problem he has faced. Customer many might tell you that I have faced this problem again. So for example, in my house, there is a pest control related issue. Party is same. We have been using it for number of years, but since last 3-4 services, quality is not good. So I have been raising it. So now maybe there is a sound CRM or sound escalation metrics they have built in. So after my 4 poor rating, I got a call from senior guy. And now that he has understood, he is trying to see that how we get supported. So you see, that's a power with which, and then accordingly, they were communicating with me. They were assuring us that we are looking into it. Many such assurance-based email comes, but I know that they don't look at it. Overall, if you ask me, my perception is that is just the auto email. But here is a company who stood by me, and now I know that they are looking into it. Okay, so quick resolution, use data from CRM. You obviously have an access to CRM data. You know what kind of cross offer or what kind of service support, alternative support you render that last time satisfied customers. So how can you do that similar thing out here? So that kind of, you will come to know that whether customer is very demanding or with a small support indication, customer will oblige himself to you likewise. So this is the kind of quick resolution approach you can build into your customer support operation, wherein email plays a very vital role to create communication, to create an engagement with the customer so that he knows that he is being attended. Satisfaction. When you do that, the satisfaction level goes up and customer will give you therefore a higher rating. It is, as they say, that it is not that everybody can offer 100% right product, 100% best service. What is important is when some customer gets up and tells you that I am unhappy, how have you handled it? And many studies and many surveys have suggested in such case, customer not only remain with you, but they come out with a higher satisfaction score. So automated follow-up emails after the support interaction to ensure that customer got a satisfaction post service rendered to him is a barometer for you. Life cycle marketing, I have told you earlier, customer life cycle extraction. So it's a guided journey where you should know that customer is at which state of his life, and therefore at each state you try to create a right awareness, offer him the right purchase from your side, and create a post-purchase engagement. As I earlier mentioned to you, a company like Gillette and company like Raymond's that I have been there for over 3 decades. Now, when I became party to that this thing, I was young, at that time 25 years, where I think I would have started this. And those days, because they knew that he is a professional, so they were sending me attractive blazer, attractive shirt, trouser, and related things. I think I told you this example before. Now they know that I am reaching near the retirement, so they have presumed that there will be a marriageable kid in the house. So now, last 2-3 years, I have been getting wedding ensemble type of in mail. So it's not about blazers and all anymore. So, like, personalized content, here again, based on my past interaction, right from the onboarding and subsequent journey, the quality of engagement, the quantity of engagement, and that way the resulting business that I have come out with, you can create a personalized communication. So this is like, here please remember, anytime I tell you personalized, is not necessary that each mail is crafted for Mr. Hathi, but it is like similar behavior oriented. Out of your database of 1,000, you may find 200 people of that nature, so then it will go to them. Broadly, yes, certain things are noted, and around that the email content is developed. Long-term value. So when you have an association of over 30 years with Gillette and Raymond's, etc., you can see that how much they would have earned out of me. That is possible because they engaged with me, they made me feel one among them, and they have established a loyalty. So that's onboarding email, and then series of all other email, even reactivating me when I became dormant, etc. So that's a power of creating a relationship, rebuilding if necessary, and creating a loyalty. So with this, friends, we complete this important chapter on email marketing. Thank you.